I have heard that our Guruji are all other senior, most Vaishnavas. He used to tell, you should sing Saranagati. Amara jivana sada pape rata nahi ka punya nalis. Or, uta kire? हमने सुना जी महाप्रभु जी नवदीप में अवतार लिया एमन दुर्मति संसार भीतरे पड़िया छिनवानी हैव यू हर्ड दिस सॉन्ग
आई थिंक सो
एमन दुर्मति संसार भीतरे पड़िया छिनवानी तव निज जन कौन महाजन पठाई दीजिए दिस सॉन्ग्स Anyhow, if there comes any grave to hear all these katha, the pastimes of Krishna illuminate themselves in the heart of that kind of devotees.
Yes, I've been reading that.
You should read yourself also. That you will understand all these things. If I'm telling.
Yeah, your explanations.
Without my explanation, you should
recite.
You should read.
Yes.
Yourself. By reading and reading, the slok will illuminate himself.
Manifest.
I used to read and read. Reading. Some thought came in, coming. You have finished Vilap Kusumanjali?
Yeah, we read that and read it again with the commentaries. Really good.
Madhuji Kadambani also. How to
enter.
Pankha Bandhaya.
I have one question about an essay I read by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in English. This was in that old magazine.
Harmonious.
Yeah. It's called Circumambulation of the Divine Realm of Braja. Circumambulation, Parikram.
Parikrama.
Braja Parikrama.
Oh. I have given them the Gauriya. From Gauriya. They have translated it, perhaps. What is there?
So this was published in 1932, in English.
In English?
Yes.
It was published.
Then this magazine was an English magazine that he had out in his time. But he says some striking things here, that Vrindavan is only manifest by the sadhu. He says Vrindavan can only be seen when you hear from a sadhu. He said but then he says the land itself is not spiritual. It's only the land itself is not spiritual.
He is reading, you can hear.
Those who choose to suppose that they are unable to serve the transcendental realm of Braja by simply residing in the mundane district of Mathura, or by following mechanically any course of ceremonies laid down in the scriptures, who have themselves no access to the spiritual plane, are no less deluded than the atheists.
Mm-hmm. It is right.
But so my question is, sometimes we hear that every person in Vrindavan, every tree, every animal, is a very special soul.
Chintan.
But then sometimes that viewpoint seems to be sentimental or false, because he says, if you don't have access to the transcendental meaning of Vrindavan, then it is ordinary place.
He doesn't mean Vrindavan.
What you should speak. I want to hear what you want to speak. No? Speak? What you want to? Speak? Something? Huh? You are in hurry? If you want to speak, you can speak. He's telling that the spirit of writing is there, that the persons who are like Sahajiya, anyhow to be in Vrindavan, No association is needed, those who think. And only here, by residing and taking utsav, mahasav and everything, and Radhe, 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 will not do. But they should sincerely live in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any Siddhantavid Arasik Vaishnava. And by hearing them, in Vrindavan it is available. Sons and Arasik Vaishnava, Siddhantavid, they are available here. But those who avoid this company, associations, and only they know that, oh, this is Sevakunja, this is Nidhivan, this is Radharaman, this is all. And to live here and to take Mahaprasadam is everything. By doing so, Vrindavan will be. See, what we are seeing, this is Vrindavan. Then they are deprived. So Rupa Goswami had told how to live in Vrindavan and how to realize Vrindavan. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukritananu Krameena Rasana Manasi Niyujya Tishthan Praje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayed Akhilami Ittyupadesha Sara. Praying Vrindavan and hearing and serving Vaishnavas like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then we can see Vrindavan.
And then every tree, every animal,
everything
is Chintana.
Without this, only war.
In Sri Braja Viti Chintamani, he also says, Vrindavan cannot be understood by conditioned souls, for although it may appear to be material, all its villages, forests, and cow pastures are perfectly spiritual.
They are spiritual, it is right. But yet, Baddhaji, conditioned soul, not taking the help of Rasik Siddhantavid Vaishnava, they cannot approach there. They may tell that everything Here everything is aprakriti. If a creeper is aprakrita. Aprakrita, you know?
Yes, unmanifested.
Then all are aprakrita. All wives, all ladies are also aprakrita. And they will go in the association of ladies and they will go to hell. So they should listen and practice bhakti kalpa. And for these persons, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that Vrindavan jaibe nai rahibe chirakal. Don't go to Vrindavan. And if go, return from Vrindavan. Na rahibe chirakal. Don't live there forever.
Short visit.
And Govardhan mein. And you don't go to Govardhan. And don't try to do so. Because it will create aparad.
Yeah. Maharaj, whether or not conditioned souls can understand Raja, it's Chintamani anyway. Huh?
I don't follow.
Okay, whether or not an outsider can see Raja.
Conditioned soul cannot see.
But it's anyway it's Chintamani.
Hmm?
But anyway it's transcendental, whether we can see it or not.
If we serve Brajavasi, those who serve Krishna in aprakrit way, by their mercy, aprakrit, this Vrindavan, who is himself Krishna, by his mercy can show his soul. Otherwise, no. Living here for thousands and lakhs years, diving in Radha Kunda, no. By the mercy of Vaishnavas, he can realize that his soul. We see so many Goswamis here, so many Acharya here, they read Bhagavad. Always only tenth canto. And so as a profession they do all these things and they quarrel for money. So a Baddha Jeev, conditioned soul, cannot see and realize the mercy of this Vrindavan. A Chintamani. To whom he will be merciful, he knows.
Mr. Srila Rupa Goswami has said a lot of high value for taking dip in Radha Kund.
In the association of Rasika Vaishnava, we can go deeply in Radha Krishna. Otherwise not. He has written.
I understand now.
He was in line of Rupa Sanatana, Rupa Raghunatha, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. সকাল বেলা দিয়ে আসলে তো ওখানে ব্যাংকে
This is about offering food to Guru and to Krishna. So you have explained the very high understanding of Raganuga Bhakta, which is that Srimati Radhika is cooking, the Manjari is assisting, then it is offered to Krishna. Krishna takes, then Radhika takes, then Sakis take. From that remnants one may take. But that is beyond me. Now, I'm speaking not of in the temple where they have puja and offer, but as a sannyasi, when I travel, sometimes I have to make the offer to food. So our spiritual master has said, you offer to spiritual master, he will offer to Krishna. But now I think that is too simple and I cannot understand, how does the guru give to Krishna? Is it in this Raganuga way that you have described, but I am not qualified to think that I am a Saki and I am assisting Radhika and I am giving to
Krishna.
I have
told for you, not for general. For general, they will remember their spiritual master in Badi Bhakti. They will offer to Krishna or simply to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to Radha Krishna, what they like, they should remember that our Gurudev can give them. If I will give, he may take, he may not take. But if my Gurudev will give, he is bound to take. So the offering is done by my Gurudev. This should be done in Vaidhi. I will prepare everything. But you should know for yourself that if there is any devotee who is dedicated to Krishna and by upar se wo नहीं दिखता है जैसे वो दिया क्या होगा
externally it doesn't appear that it has been offered but
he is not offering
externally
but he is taking but we should know that he is dedicated so ने वो अपने को अर्पण कर चुका है
भक्त खुद
जो अपने को अर्पण कर चुका है कृष्ण को जो शरणागत है कृष्ण का वो नहीं भी कृष्ण को देता है तो भी उसका कृष्ण का लेना हो जाता है
The person who has totally surrendered to Krishna and he has offered himself to Krishna, externally it does not appear that he is offering to Krishna, but whatever he takes himself, it is sort of offered to Krishna.
Sometimes we see that Uttam Adhikari does not give to Krishna. If anyone gives him, he takes.
Yeah.
But we should know that he surrenders so. His every action, every moment, everything has been given to Krishna.
But would he still go through his Gurudev?
What he does, he knows.
Ah, like that. Personal. Okay.
Yeah. But he knows that they are surrenders. Hmm. I've seen that if any devotees has given something to Krishna with Tulasi, but he does not take that remnant. As a Mahaprasad, he does not take. And the souls who are dedicated to Krishna, they have not given to Krishna. If they are giving something, they take it as Maha Maha Mahaprasad. समझ गए क्या मैंने क्या कहा
नहीं समझ पाया
यदि कोई व्यक्ति है उसने कृष्ण को समर्पण किया महाप्रसाद विद तुलसी और खूब दे करके ठाकुर मंदिर में ले करके दिया और उसको बाहर किया गया ठाकुर जी का प्रसाद, तो वो जो वैष्णव है उसको प्रसाद के रूप में ग्रहण नहीं किया।
उत्तम अधिकारी
कोई ऐसा है उत्तम अधिकारी नहीं किया उसको। और एक आदमी है जो ठाकुर जी को भोग नहीं दिया और वो ऐसे ही दिया तो ऐसे ही उन्होंने खा लिया महाप्रसाद के रूप
में।
क्यों ऐसा? जो पहले का जो कहा वो सरेंडर नहीं है, उसमें बहुत तरह से कृष्ण की कोई भावना नहीं है, उसके में अनर्थ भरे पड़े हैं। ऐसे अनर्थ ग्रस्त जीव, संबंध ज्ञान रहित जीव यदि कृष्ण को भी देता है तो कृष्ण ही ग्रहण करते हैं। इसलिए ये हजार घंटा बजा करके और सब करके भोग देगा तो उसका दिया हुआ भोग नहीं लेते। और लोग जैसे हैं गौरकिशोर दास बाबा जी महाराज हैं, बंसीदास बाबा जी महाराज थे, कोई दिया उन्होंने खा लिया, उस रेमिनेंट को उसको महा महा महाप्रसाद मान करके what I told him.
He is saying that it's a very strange activities of Uttam Adhikari that if some person with full plate putting tulsi in it offers to Krishna and then after offering he takes that plate and gives to that Uttam Adhikari, but Uttam Adhikari doesn't take or no. But at the same time some other person comes in and he has got some food stuff with him and it's not offered to Krishna and he offers it to that Uttam Adhikari. He takes it and eats it. And that remnant of Uttam Adhikari becomes Maha 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 Prasad. But that offered food was not Prasad. So he is telling the reason why. Because the person who offered it was not in fact a good devotee. He had many materialistic desires inside and he was not very much surrendered to Krishna also. Doesn't accept
he has no Krishna sambandh gyan.
No, he doesn't have any sambandh gyan with Krishna. So his offering to Krishna is just only external manifestation and Krishna doesn't accept it.
I
see. यही मेन कारण होता है व्यक्ति संसार में चले जाते हैं।
उनको महाप्रसाद मान लेता है,
नहीं जो संबंधी नहीं है,
संबंध ज्ञान नहीं है ना, तो वो जितना भी राधे राधे जय श्री राधे करेगा वही वो कुछ ऊपर से नहीं देने से भी बिना हृदय से दिए वो कुछ ले नहीं सकता, उसका शरीर ही आत्मसमर्पित हो गया। इति पुनसार्पिता भक्तिश्चेन अवलक्षणा क्रियेत भगवती अत्ता तन्मन्ये अधीत मुख। Those who do bhakti, navadha bhakti to Krishna, Krishna does not accept as a bhakti because he has not dedicated himself, given himself to the feet of Gurudev or Krishna. So this is not bhakti. He is hearing, he is chanting, he is reading, he is living in Vrindavan, but yet these are not bhakti. But if he has surrendered himself in the lotus feet of his holy master and then doing so, then it will be bhakti. Iti punsa arpita bhakti chet navalakhan. Chet, that is if, chet means if.
Definitely.
If he has definitely offered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. Here Krishna means Gurudev, just Sakshat Haritvena. Gurudev is also Krishna, Shevak Krishna, Ashraya Krishna. So if he surrendered himself and then he takes the holy name of Krishna, he chants, he hears, he lives in Vrindavan, nine kinds of bhakti, then it will be gone, otherwise not gone.
You explained how the Uttama Bhakti takes prasad, but what about a lowly sadhaka like me.
Like you?
Give to my Gurudev. If someone gives me something, that here is some food.
It will be given to Krishna, offered to Krishna. But he should think in Vaidhi Bhakti also, that I am giving in the hands of my Gurudev, and he is offering to Krishna.
I may not know how he offers to Krishna, but he will offer.
In Vaidhi Bhakti.
Vaidhi Bhakti.
लेकिन जब हम अपने मंदिर में इन द मेन टेंपल व्हेन वी ऑफर टू फर्स्ट ऑफर टू राधा कृष्ण इन यहां पे राधा कृष्ण के विग्रह हैं वहां तो पहले
बिना गुरुदेव के आदेश के मंदिर में मत जाओ जब गुरुदेव समझेंगे कि ये योग्य हुआ है अब ये साधन भजन और अर्चन कर सकता है उनके आदेश से अर्चन को सीख करके विधि सीख करके तब खुल जाओ अरे सीखना
है मंदिर में जाने में भी गुरु जी को भय लगते हैं कि तो अपने आप को वो पावर रखते हैं अंदर पावर नहीं है उनको क्लास रखना
पहले तो सीखना पड़ेगा ना यू हैव लर्न ऑल दिस थिंग देन वी शुड हाउ टू डू अर्चन हैं
Stolen enough of your time, I think. I have stolen enough of your time. It has been a long time since I saw you between Puri and Jaipur.
I wanted to see you. I want to give some time to you. And meet me. Have received your letter.
Ah, I cannot come in the morning. When they come. No.
Oh, but yes, you can meet.
Thank you.
Then have time. Come freely to Vrindavan. We can discuss some very good points. You should prepare in question, reading anything.
Yes, all right.
I'm discussing Venugi.
Yeah.
You will hear in case.
Yes, I will hear and then maybe.
And if there is any question, you can.
Yeah.
So, right. Or in any book,
yes.
You are reading, you can discuss.
Okay.
And you can discuss. You are reading Raghupat Chandrika. If there is any question, we can discuss. I can give some lines and you can elaborate them. You are expert in this art.
That little explanation I wrote, I gave that to Giriraj, Tamal Krishna, Gaurapriya, others. Oh, they said, this is very nice, thank you. So, I'll try to do that again.
Yes, sir, here, what today I have told. I have explained this sloka to you.
Oh.
Apsmatam phalamidam.
The
successful of eyes.
Yes, yeah.
Today I have given something more.
Oh, okay.
Try to रागांगा भक्ति की प्यास को और अधिक बढ़ाने की चेष्टा करनी चाहिए
asking to pray to intensify the desire of increase of रागांगा भक्ति in our heart we should pray for it
we should pray to increase
increase that intensity of desire to gain more रागांगा भक्ति we should pray that way
grace should be more three
pray for that
Try should also be should. Try also.
Try.
Try and pray. but you should never acquire Vaidhika Bhakti. By doing so, Raganuga Bhakti will manifest.
By not avoiding Vaidhika, not avoiding preaching and so on.
Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. Preaching means to tell Harikatha. Preaching means that I am preaching and I am telling the pastimes of Krishna, Hijita, Tattva, Vaishnava, Tattva, Ivrita. This is preaching.
But when we preach, you are not this body, you are only soul, don't eat meat, what is this?
यज्ञ के लिए वेदी बनाना ही यज्ञ थी। टेबल पे चले।
यस।
इन कार्तिक मंथ आई मे बी बिजी सम
Be here?
Or I'll be busy something.
Oh, busy, yeah.
But after that, you will be here.
Yeah, I'm staying.
Then we will.
Yeah.
And perhaps all ISKCON leaders will go.
Yes.
Then we will have chance to meet for you.